And amazing content creators are now becoming entrepreneurs or finding ways to create monetization for themselves.
On all over the news and everywhere, they were saying health influencer. They attached the word influencer, but advertisement has got fatigued. And I'm personally, I hate seeing ads. I want to press the skip button ideally as much as possible.
You were at McKinsey, gave up a very cushy job, but gave that up, came to India, and your journey has actually been very different from a content creation standpoint.
I strongly believe whoever creates the most value in the world should make the most money. Pehle to Bombay Shaving Company, mujhe laga tha ki Bombay mein hoga. Bombay Shaving Company is based in Gurgaon.
For us, it is aspirational product provided at value to give you delight.
So I strongly believe if India wants to become healthy, we need to focus on preventative healthcare. Yeah.
So Razorpreneur 2.0, Revant, is about the next skill of entrepreneurship, which is becoming more and more important, which is around making amazing content. Making content that is not only entertaining or engaging, but also works, that also is able to appeal to large numbers of audiences. Because frankly, advertising is now becoming very fatiguing as a space, right? So that was what the genesis was. The team got together and said, "Gear, sales was 1.0. What's the next thing?" And we realized that there are two ways for it, which is amazing businesses, brands, entrepreneurs are now relying on content a lot more. And amazing content creators are now becoming entrepreneurs or finding ways to create monetization for themselves so that they can enhance the scale of what they're doing. And with that in mind, you know, we're very, very thankful to you for coming and becoming a part of the kickoff for Razorpreneur 2.0, which, you know, we'll tell you more about. But I want to come to your journey, and you know, you've spoken about it on the barbershop before as well, where you were at McKinsey, gave up a very cushy job, like something which I relate to because we have a similar employer in our past lives. But gave that up, came to India, and your journey has actually been very different from a content creation standpoint because you've actually just taken on large brands. You've really kind of been at the very core of the purpose, which is now Label Padega India, education, making India healthier. I remember discussing that the most common comment on your post is Revant for health minister, which I started noticing a lot. So talk about what is the business of content creation for you? How do you make sure that you fuel it with more and more money? Because it's important that people like you become very financially successful. But talk about the opportunity cost and the business both.
Yeah, so first of all, I don't personally view myself exactly as a content creator per se. I'm making videos essentially to raise awareness. That's how my first video blew up. I did not like, you know, again, as you know, I was working at McKinsey in the US. I came to India and I had 1,000 followers. So when you have 1,000 followers, not content creation per se, like, correct, you know, just making a video to raise awareness, and then over a course of 10 days, I had 100,000 followers. And on all over the news and everywhere, they were saying health influencer. They attached the word influencer, but like till 10 days ago, I was not essentially an influencer. So I don't exactly view myself as an influencer or a content creator per se. It's like in some ways, I feel everyone's creating content. It's just that now that number has grown and because it's digital, so people call it content creator.
But you did write books and you were an author.
Exactly. Right?
So you were a creator of content, but in a very different way from what
exactly,
people understand.
Exactly. So I had written a book 10 years ago. That also in some ways is a content creator. You're creating content, just that it's written content. This is digital content. But yeah, I mean, for me, as you know, like, you know, I often take on brands and I, you know, especially false marketing and things like that. So the business side of things are very, very non-traditional, challenging. I do get brand deals a lot. I've got so many brand deals in the last 1.5 years, but I've probably said no to more money than most other people. Potentially even making their lifetimes, like, you know, like every day there is a brand reaching out, can you promote this product, that product? So that part is very tricky because on one hand, I'm going against brands, and now if I start promoting brands, there's like that tricky balance that, you know, is it essentially just paid? So even though I get Like, that's why I don't really, I barely do brand deals. Like, you know, in the food space, I don't touch any brand, at least so far. Let's see what happens in the future. Outside of food, sometimes I navigate some brand deals. And like, I'll just give you an example about the business side of things. I am very tired of, as you said, advertisement has got fatigued. And I am personally, I hate seeing ads. I want to press the skip button ideally as much as possible. So I think advertisement is all about selling, selling, selling. And I don't like the term selling itself. Like, you know, it's like a one-sided depiction of the story. Ye achha hai, ya ye razor hai, toh yehi best razor hai. Isme aur koi kuch kharabi hi nahi hai. This is the perfect. I don't like that kind of thing. It's like almost you know that this guy is not telling the truth.
It seems inauthentic. Yeah.
Inauthentic. So I like reviews more than like advertisements per se. So I'll give you an example. I did my first ever brand deal was with Urban Company. I think I spoke about it a little bit in a previous
episode. They came on the next episode and they loved it as well. Yeah.
So they wanted me to promote their water purifier, but I was like, I'm not going to promote it. I'm going to review it. There's a difference between advertisement and review. And I told them I will only do it. First of all, I want it in my house and I'll try it for like 3-4 months. And if I like it, I will make a video on it. And in the video as well, I will have to have full freedom of what I will say. It's not that you can censor my thing out. So in the video, I said whatever I liked. And I also criticized the marketing as well. Like, you know, certain marketing gimmicks that Urban Company's water purifier was doing. And that got such a good response. Like several million views, very positive. Like, you know, this is the best ever advertisement I've seen. This is like, you know, this is how the future of advertisement should look like. That everyone should be very honest. Ki paanch cheez acha bolo, ek do cheez kharab bhi bol do. It gives a much more trustworthy vibe to the entire thing.
It's also amazing how I see comments, especially after we got in touch, we did the episode, and then I see your stuff. I go to comments very quickly and I kind of go through what, there are a lot of people fighting about whether Revanth should monetize his channel or not. Someone is saying, especially on the native one, someone said, oh, he's now got into brand deals. People in India, especially, find it hard to trust when there's commercial involvement in any way, right? Oh, achha, ye toh ab big gaya hai, aur fir, and then there are other people, ki nahi yaar, itna achha kaam kar raha hai hamare liye. He also has to eat. He also has to make money. He has given up so much. So do you see that happening in your in your team, in your mind, in your family?
Yeah, 100%. I think I see a lot of people in the second zone more than the first one. So I think a lot of people encourage me, keep do brand deals. We want you to make money. We want you to succeed. And we don't want you to go back to your job. Yeah. We don't want you to leave all this and go back to the US. That'll be a shame.
Yeah.
So I think people have now gotten more and more used to the fact that other people are doing deals and it's necessary to sustain yourself and things like that.
But is it just sustainable or is it about creation of, like my view is if the more business money a business makes, and by business I don't mean purely a commercial enterprise, it could be a social enterprise, it could be a quasi-social enterprise.
Yeah.
But the more money you create, the more you're able to plow back into your purpose.
100%.
So the more you create it, the more labels India will read, right?
And I also strongly believe whoever creates the most value in the world should make the most money. Theoretically, I know it's not practical.
A very good point.
So if I actually create a lot of value, I also feel I in some ways deserve to also live a very good life.
Society should reward you.
Society
right.
should reward in some way or form. And if we are able to build that kind of an ecosystem, that the people who are solving the biggest problems in the world are also the richest, then the incentives are so aligned to actually tackle problems.
That's true.
So that's the sad part is that, you know, if we see an activist, suppose, if an activist was flying in business class, he would be like, yeah, ye toh hai. But we don't mind a celebrity who promotes pan masala to be sitting in the first class.
Yeah.
So there is that psychological difference we have ki someone who is doing good for society should be poor.
Yeah, why is that? What is this? Like, we don't like politicians. Like, I don't understand why our MLAs get paid so little money. Like, if you're a member of parliament, you should make a couple of crores. You're just given the impact of responsibility you will have.
100%. In fact,
you're
like,
a CEO, right, in a way.
Exactly. And you are essentially responsible for millions of people.
Correct.
So if you are financially incentivized as well, in the legal way, rather than ki someone is illegally making money. If you're legally incentivized financially to make money, Like, so that will just be so much easier.
Yeah. And then you also attract the right talent.
Exactly. Like, you know, when you go to IIT, IIM, DU or the best colleges in India, then people will also be like, okay, I want to go to this path rather than like, arey, main Samsung mein kaam karunga aur main yahan kaam karunga.
Correct. That is true. But tell me a little bit about so you're right. So I think society needs to, and society is not one person or one decision making. That's the unfortunate part about society, is that it takes time for equilibrium to set in, because over a period of time, I think over a period of 50 to 100 years, I think the balance comes in a way where people who are making more value in a certain place will get rewarded for it eventually. I think the journey is important, but in your space, for example, you are clearly making India healthier. I can see the impact even in our office cafeteria to my home dining table. Suddenly people are reading the back of a pack. People are forwarding your videos. There is, when people are in stores, we are in stores a lot as a brand also. We are seeing people looking at the back of the pack. Even retailers are now thinking how to, like, if there is a large shelf, that the back of the pack is printed and kept right there, so you don't have to like take the product and read the back. So you're clearly creating a lot of impact. But how do you manage this balance of monetization and extracting adequate value for you to do as much work as you need to? How do you do that? Are you always feeling like these 100 things I will have to say no to, because otherwise the world will view me as being sold?
It is very tricky. Very, very tricky. So food, I pretty much don't touch. Food deals, I'm like, ye dur rehna. Although 90% of the deals I get are food. If they came to me, I would potentially consider it.
Okay.
But there is a, like, you know, perception risk as well, that, you know, that you don't want people to think that you are like sold in some way or form. So there is that fear as well that you should not come across as that. In fact, even clean food brands, that's why, even though they are completely clean, I'm not promoting them. Like, I'm sometimes promote them, but not taking money. Like, you know, it's not sponsored.
I saw that there. 100% peanuts with in Pintola and the other one.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But like, it's not paid.
You're not paid, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm, it's kind of ironical because some of these people like hire the biggest celebrity and they're paying them probably crores for, and I'm doing it for free for them.
Yeah.
So that's the food side I don't touch.
Okay.
I feel outside of food is easier, lesser conflict. So like a fitness company or an urban company, slightly easier where it's lesser conflict and things like that. Even out there, I am like, ad nahi karunga, review karunga. And sometimes I've given up a lot of things. Like, I'll just tell you, give you an example. Recently, a mobile phone company reached out to me. A Chinese mobile phone, not the most premium, like, you know, not like, you know, so I was like, I myself don't use that phone. Okay. And no one in my immediate family or relatives are using that phone. So I can promote it. There's no conflict of interest. It's not junk food. So I could have done it, but I did not do it. And that was a very tricky one. I was very confused. Should I do it or not? I in fact even put a poll on my audience. Mera ye hai, kuch bhi hota hai, main audience ko hi puch leta, main karu ya na karu. So should I promote it or not? And 60% about people said yes, 40% said no.
Oh, still on the edge, huh?
Which is, I think the 40% is big enough who said no, so I did not do it. Because then you, I think, become a content creator. Nothing wrong with becoming a content creator, but then you essentially, that, like, you know, you're trying to create a change, you're trying to do big things. Then my worry is that, you know, you're perceived as a guy who's coming and selling.
Yeah.
And that is a very fine balance, which I don't want to go in that direction as much as possible. Like, in the more I push, like for the first year, 1 year, I made zero money because I was relying on my savings, and savings were good enough for me to rely. Now I'm looking at avenues to monetize. So there are some talks which I'm doing at corporate events. So that's one source of income. There are some very, very small brand deals that I'm doing once in a while. And that is for now the main sources. But yeah, I mean, if you truly want to become big, like, you know, a lot of people have told me there should be a food farmer in every sector.
Yeah.
Insurance industry needs it. I don't know if the razor industry needs it or not, but, like, you know, every industry every industry needs someone who's like no holds barred, just going against whatever they want. They say their mind freely and does research. Not that you're not doing research. So I wanted to create an ecosystem of these people. Like, suppose if I empower 10 other people, one real estate farmer, one food farmer, then there is one hospital, like, you know, different segments tech farmer who, like, you know, open to challenge brands and are, like, you know, reviewing products with a, I don't have the knowledge in every space, right? But doing all of this, you again, you need a full ecosystem. You need the entire, like, you need enough money and enough that. So that is the challenge, is that it slows down your growth. The 20 different ideas you have, you cannot pursue some of those.
Well, that's such a valuable idea, right? Which is to, that information asymmetry is a problem that is worth solving. Especially in situations where, like, for example, I can imagine a pharma farmer
being,
dude, it is so valuable, especially in a country like India where there is so much availability gap with respect to even basic medication, and there is counterfeiting, and then there is quality control issues. Government-sponsored medication in hospitals sometimes is poor quality. Like a pharma farmer will be a very,
in fact,
very
like
valuable.
In fact, like food farmer itself, like me itself, I will also be getting into the pharma space a little bit as well.
Okay.
Of course, like, you know, every video I have make, I will have to be very carefully vetted by, like, you know, senior doctors and things like that. But like the name food farmer was not only to limit to food, it was also pharmacy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So the entire name is also like, you know, food is medicine. That's why it's food farmer with a PH. And so yeah, pharmacy, definitely I do want to get in myself. Even things like cosmetics, deodorants and cosmetics and like sunscreen and things like that. I'm not as strong in that space. That's why I don't make too many videos. Like only if I get a strong partner to advise me and like do this research for me for the cosmetics space. That's why I've not touched upon, like, I get just so many requests, ki, can you review Colgate? Can you review this? Can you review which toothpaste should I use? But I don't make it yet. But that is a space that definitely I feel like, again, there's a space for food farmer in every industry.
It's a valuable point, actually. It's a valuable point. So you're basically saying that one is, you're now looking to monetize with working in brands that might be adjacent, so that you don't feel like the perception is that you've kind of gotten, you know, businessized in a way. And also now, I think you're looking at expanding into spaces where you feel like information asymmetry is a worthy problem. I totally agree, man. I think real estate, insurance, hospitals, healthcare, not only from a provider standpoint, also from a pharma standpoint, I completely agree with you.
Take any industry, for example, car. Logo pata nahi hai ki kya basis pe gaadi khareedna chahiye. मतलब कि कोई बोल रहा है कि ये, कोई बोल रहा है वो, थोड़ा बहुत रिव्यूज़ हैं, बट फ्रेंड्स को पूछते हैं अच्छा तो माइलेज कैसा था, वो बोल रहे हैं अच्छा है तो चलो ले लो. देर इज़ नो, लाइक यू नो, देर इज़ नो वन हु इज़ विलिंग टू चैलेंज क्लेम्स. सेम विथ एयर कंडीशनिंग, सेम विथ योर फ्रिज. ओ आई डोंट नो व्हाट, हाउ डू यू बाय योर लास्ट फ्रिज?
इट्स स्पेस एंड आई थिंक कपल ऑफ रिकमेंडेशंस.
हाँ, बट देर इज़ नो लाइक प्रॉपर वे, बिकॉज अमेज़न रिव्यूज़ आर रेटिंग इट ऑन 100 फैक्टर्स, नॉट जस्ट क्वालिटी. So I feel like there needs to be more and more like a very strong figure in that space who understands that space very well. I don't understand it as well. Like I cannot do a review everything.
Yeah.
But like anything you buy, whether it's a water purifier, an AC, anything you buy, you need someone who gives very authentic reviews, who knows that space. But that's, yeah.
I think that's a very, very worthy. So that's that, that if you create the farmer enterprise, the PHARMER enterprise, food farmer is one leg, but there are 10 other legs, then that becomes extremely valuable. I also feel like you'll kill the ability to build brand as a moat. Because brand as a moat is what? Brand as a moat because information is not available. So you rely, like Shashank says this very easily, right? Ki, I like John's bread. But if John is 100 miles away, I'll eat his bread only if John's brand is on it. Right? So that's the brand, which is in absence of information, I trust the brand. But if you're going to make information available, then the brand is not required at all.
100%, because like for example, when you buy a fridge, ab mere ko nahi pata hai kya hai kya, to LG naam hai, it's a famous brand, chalo, should be lit.
Correct.
There's a famous guy advertising it, it's a big brand, take it. But if the information is there, then the highest quality product wins.
Yeah.
So that is, like, if I'm able to do it, it'll be great. But so far, I'm like focusing more on the food space. But
is it a function of time or is it a function of capital?
Bit of both. I think capital and time, because there's a lot of bets you need to make. Like, you know, you cannot make every bet. So it's a function of both. Like, you know, you need a team, you need everything for everything. Yeah.
Amazing. Have you thought about what the farmer enterprise, and I want to be very liberal about using this because it's really caught my fancy a little bit. But the farmer enterprise, do you have like a 3-year, 5-year, 10-year view ki ye aise banayenge isko? Because you know, you're operating in the world of influence. Like I agree with you. I don't like even when people call me influencer. I'm like, that's not my job, and I don't think that's your job. Your job is education and removing information asymmetry so people can make more evolved choices. Yeah. I think it's a very noble thing, and it's okay for people to make money when they do noble things. Everyone yeah. does it. I think we do that in the space of entrepreneurship. But do you feel like you have created a 3-year, 5-year, 10-year view to what the farmer enterprise looks like, and then how do you invest in it? How do you raise capital for it? How do you deploy that, etc.?
So there are 2-3 things. Problem is with like too many ideas and like, you know, which one to do, how much of time do you go into each one? So one is this one, which is like, you know, getting into other spaces outside of like your tech farmer. Tech also has a lot of money as well, like, you know, in terms of monetization for all these mobile phone companies and things like that. Because you look at any reviewer, they're all paid. Yeah, nothing is like, you know, genuine. Like you don't know if they are actually.
But if you take the same model there, then you can't get paid by them, no? And you will again limit your ability to monetize. To
the challenges with everything is that. But again, so one thing which I'm exploring is that sort of a thing where you empower one person in each space or a few people in each space, give them some support. Any legal issue I'll handle. I have a lawyer. So that is one space which I am considering. Another space is more in the health space itself, which is a preventative healthcare, sort of like a preventative healthcare bundle. So I give you access to clean foods, clean cosmetics, and like 4-5 clean supplements, and like a bundling offer. So like I'll take the best 20 brands in food, supplements, cosmetics, 4-5 other categories, mental health, therapy sessions, nutritionists, and I offer you a 20% discount or some percentage discount in all across, and I charge you a yearly subscription, like 2,000 rupees per year or something like that. So it almost like you give 2,000 rupees and you get access to so much discount, like protein powder you buy, 35,000 rupees a year, 36,000, like, you know, if it's 3,000 rupees. So if I give you even 10% discount on one brand, you're saving 3,600 rupees there itself.
Correct.
So this is another idea which I am considering.
That's really cool.
Like a preventative healthcare
platform almost.
Platform. Because I strongly believe if India wants to become healthy, we need to focus on preventative healthcare, not just curative healthcare.
Yeah.
This is another thing which I'm focusing on. I'm like trying to figure out one of the two.
That's amazing. I think curative and preventive are now overlapping a lot. Earlier, the line was very clear. Like, you know, medication providing, etc., was on one side, and then wellness clinics and, you know, OTC drugs were on. But now that overlap is now becoming very clear. So I think a play like yours might be very valuable. Revanth, amazing to see how you think about it. It's so mature, and honestly, I think very few people will be able to balance purpose with financial rewards as well as you, because honestly, in your case, it's very conflicting. And the ability to then create multiple other authenticity currency enterprises becomes a very clear segue. But we will absolutely kind of go deeper on this when we do the larger masterclass as well. But given that you are now in Razorpreneur 2.0 and, you know, you are the person who's taught India how to read labels, and India's smartest creator, Con, is going to be around selling our Sensi Smart 3 or making content around this. We would love to for you to read our Sensi Smart 3 label. I know it's in a world that is very different, but you are someone who has shaved, you have kind of gotten some of our razors as well.
First of all, I'll just give a disclaimer. I don't know how to read a razor ka label.
Great. That's very good. Then it comes from almost zero baggage. Do you want me to sell you the product first?
Sure.
Okay.
Why should I use this? Why not the bigger player in the market?
Correct. Good. Right. So I think we have learned a lot from the bigger player in the market who's been around for 110 years. And frankly, their ability to make razors is unbelievable. Imagine they're actually taking sharp metal to people's faces every day for 100 plus years and done a very good job with it. So we have kind of learned from them. But the thing is, when someone is everything for everyone, that means there's always an opportunity. So from a 16-year-old first-time shaver to a 70-year-old man with wrinkled skin, from a household income with 2 lakh rupees per year to Mr. Ambani, from someone in Jammu and Kashmir or Rajasthan with hard hair to someone in Orissa and Bengal with softer hair. That are, you know, the market leader is servicing everyone. So we realized that there is an opportunity to build a product for younger men who are maybe in their teens or early 20s, acne on the face, sometimes a beard like mine, for example, whether to shave the cheek, and make it a lot more sensitive on the skin. So we made our razors very sensitive compared to other razors in the market. Excess aloe vera, you know, vitamin B in the strip, the ergonomics are so that it can easily go over your face. Also at a price point, 99 rupees, which does not exist in the market today.
It says 149.
This is early pack, but if you buy it in the market, the operating price is 99 rupees.
Got it.
And the refurbishment is for 50 rupees. So right now the market leaders are a lot more expensive. So we said, let's improve the price, make it more sensitive, and call it Sensi because it's for sensitive skin. And that's how we have kind of made Sensi Smart 3. This product also has Sensi Flow 4, which has got 4 blades. Sensi Flow 6, which has got 6 blades. But Sensi Smart 3 is a 3-blade offering at a 99 rupee price point. So that was what Razorpreneur 1 was all about, and it's become a very successful product. And you'll actually love this. We also have a product called the Razor Sharpener, which allows consumers, if you buy a razor sharpener for 99 rupees, it's a patented product where if you take your razor and rub it on the sharpener every day for 4 or 5 times, the life of the razor goes up by 70%. So you will buy lesser from us. It's against our economics, but we want to do it because it's friendly for the environment. And it's friendly for your pocket both.
What percentage of people actually buy it?
Between 10 to 20%. It's a good percentage.
Effort काफी है ना, हर दिन करना है ना?
हर दिन नहीं करना, उसको जब आपका razor पुराना हो रहा है, आपको लग रहा है खरखर हो रहा है, तब उसको कर दो. And then it feels, it basically takes the muck off. Indian bathrooms are a lot more moist, lot more rust attractive and so on, right? So you do that, it exposes the blades a lot more and their ability to like wear out reduces a lot more.
I'll just tell you one thing, like I'm talking from a now
consumer.
What an MBA / McKinsey guy, like how rating you joined, how you sold it also. I think you did a very good job because you didn't criticize the competitor.
Yeah.
You were like, these guys have done a very good job. And that was like, you know, if you had told me, then my trust level would have gone down. If you had said, oh, they are like, you know, they're not doing the job well or something like that. So that trust increased.
That's a good point.
I get your point that, you know, how can you target everyone? And in fact, like when I see the ads, every single ad I've ever seen, it's always been like a good looking-ish guy in their 25-30-year-old. I've never seen, like, to your point, even though they're servicing everyone, I've never seen essentially a 70-year-old in an advertisement for or a 60 or 50-year-old.
Yeah,
old even though they're saving, they're serving everyone. So that's interesting. Now I'll just
yes,
do a quick
please
review.
Take your time. Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll be
brutal.
Okay. पहले तो बॉम्बे शेविंग कंपनी, मुझे लगा था कि बॉम्बे में होगा. बॉम्बे शेविंग कंपनी इज बेस्ड इन गुड़गांव. दैट इज द बिगेस्ट. ये हम लोग फूड में होता है, एक एस्टेरिस्क सिंबल होता है. और वहां लिखते हैं, दिस इज ओनली अ ब्रांड नेम और ट्रेडमार्क एंड डज नॉट रिप्रेजेंट द ट्रू नेचर. मेनी ऑफ द लीडिंग टोमेटो केचप ब्रांड्स आल्सो डू दिस.
या
सो यू आर
आई सॉ दैट देयर एस्टेरिस्क इज आल्सो बिकम अ टोमेटो.
या
ओह माय गॉडनेस,
आई मेड द वीडियो. सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, बिगेस्ट बॉम्बे शेविंग कंपनी बॉम्बे में नहीं है.
But there's a story behind that. So Bombay was recommended by a marketing expert who said, agar aapko global brand banana hai jo Indian essence ka ho, to aapke paas 4 option hai: Bombay, Gandhi, Himalay aur Taj. Himalay aur Taj to liya hua hai, Gandhi is too politically sensitive, so Bombay is what you're left with.
Do you get hate about Bombay versus Mumbai?
We used to, very small amounts, but not anymore. We realized there are enough brands with Bombay in it. There's Bombay Sapphire, Bombay Shirt Company, etc. Also, Gurgaon has a fantastic startup ecosystem. From the days of Snapdeal, Jabong, Rivigo, today Zomato, so many large companies, tech talent, and a lot of our manufacturing belts are North India. So Gurgaon actually is a great place for a personal care brand to be set up, especially when
Gurgaon shaving company wouldn't do well. It wouldn't do well.
it'll be a little tricky. I agree.
Okay. Aloe care that's sensitive on the skin. So from my experience in the food space, at least, when people use words like aloe vera, it's mostly buzzwords.
Correct.
I don't know if you all have done the same thing or not, but usually it's ki chalo aloe vera is trending. There's a positive connotation with aloe vera, so let's use that word. That's what I'm seeing in the food space. Ki, like, does it actually benefit the sensitivity in the skin, or
it does? So the technology here again is actually invented by our market leaders. So there is a strip on top in which you have to infuse the aloe vera. unlike food, where the entire thing is something you consume, in this case, you don't consume it, the strip services the skin after the blade has passed over it. And that's why when you use any razor, you'll see that thing kind of go away after 10, 12, 13 shaves. So, wo wear out ho jata hai. But the infusion of aloe vera is very real and it's right after the razor.
I mean, nothing much more here. Dermat recommended for sensitive and acne prone skin. There's an asterisk here. Let me find the based on a dermatologist self assessment consumer study featuring 30 men with mild acne. I feel like a 30 men study is, to be very honest, slightly small sample size. Although 30 I've heard is considered to be significant enough, but in my view, any claim should ideally be on a larger sample set. I don't know if you have a different opinion or not.
So when we did it, statistically significant was 34 and the dermatologist said 30 is fine. But you're right, because India is so variant in skin types. From Kashmir to Kanyakumari, skin types, beard types are so different. I think we might need to do a lot more. I take that feedback very, very, very clearly. I agree with you.
I'm just reading through the other things.
Yes.
I like the play of the words, being scared of your razor, so nonsensey. Should I actually scan this?
Yeah, please.
Let me see. There's a scanning thing here that if you scan for sensitives, scan for sensitive on skin products and tips. How to replace? Okay, this is fine. This looks pretty cool to me. I like the sales pitch which you have done. This product also looks good. The price point is pretty, like, you know, something which is not pinching me to try it out at Kiki. Achha, dikhte hain how it is. 99, you said, you know, 149. Even either 149 or 99 is not big enough key.
Yeah.
The switching cost is not very high. But yeah, I mean, it's a pretty cool product, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I think there are two feedbacks I got. One was statistical significance of the sample size. And the second one was, we don't need to, if we start dissing on obviously favorite or they're market leaders for a reason, right? So dissing on them, without dissing on them, promoting our own products is because sometimes as a challenger brand, you get over enthusiastic. Personally also, it's very easy for me to do that. But to do it without actually looks a lot more authentic and dignified, maybe. Awesome.
One other thing,
yes.
Just a funny thing. So your name is Bombay Shaving Company. You're based in Gurgaon and the country of origin is Vietnam.
Yeah. One of the things that we really want to do. So our manufacturers are a company called Dorco in South Korea. Incidentally, one of the countries with the least density of facial hair in the world, by the way. But if you look at Japan, South Korea, they have a huge archery, samurai, swordsmanship culture for centuries. So they actually make extremely sharp metal. So samurai swords, or even if you look at kitchen equipment from Japan, is very, very, very sharp and very well made. But I think given the Make in India push, I think a lot of work that we are doing is now, how do we make this? We're actually working with them to set up facilities in India to make them here as well. It'll be a lot more cost effective for us and for our consumers also.
I have one question for you. Now there's a trend in the last 5-7 years, the beard trend, like, you know, more and more people are getting it now. Like, you know, all cricketers pretty much now have beards. How does it affect the shaving industry?
So lesser men are shaving and men are shaving lesser frequently. So it does affect us. But what we have realized is we are a hair removal business. So if you want to remove hair from your body, that market is booming tremendously. Shaving is one part of it. Look at me, for example, I shave my head, but I trim my beard. Look at, you spoke about cricket. Look at every cricketer in Indian team today. They have tattoos and they have clean shaven bodies. Not because of only cosmetics, but because they have to go through massages. Men who are going to the gym, like you have started your journey about muscle building. If you see people who go to the gym, they want to see their muscle cuts. Women don't have much of an issue because their body hair is much lesser. But male body hair prevents us from seeing our muscle cuts or the way our body is evolving. So a lot of hair removal use cases are like absolutely growing.
And you are trying to play normally in the shaving other spaces as well.
We believe that for us, for example, we are in the shave, trim, spray mode. So whatever works for you. Aapko agar aapke badan se unwanted hair nikalne hai, we will give you the most delightful product to do it. For us, it is aspirational product provided at value to give you delight. So if you want a clean shaven head, we have a head shaver for you. If you have a clean shaven beard, we have a great razor for you. You want to trim your face, you want to trim your body. If you're a woman who wants to get her eyebrow and upper lip done, we will either have a razor or a trimmer, or even products like hair removal sprays, waxing strips are now becoming big. So any part of your body, any unwanted hair, Bombay Shaving Company and Bombay are the brands for you. And Razor is one of many ways in which you can do it. So that way it doesn't affect us, but it does affect our market leaders a lot more, because successful businesses struggle to kind of go into many spaces together.
But if I'm not wrong, one of their brand ambassadors also has a beard, right?
Correct. So Shreyas Iyer now has a beard. Now you can't, if you want a cricketer, other than Shubman today, there's really no one else you can go with, right? So everyone is evolving. People are now realizing that if you have a beard, doesn't mean you don't shave. Mm. It just means you shave differently.
Mm.
You don't need to, like earlier, their ambassadors were Woods, Federer, Dravid. Clean shaven every day, right? Every time. But now it's not like that. You will see a Jadeja with a mustache, sometimes clean shave, sometimes full beard. So you have to go with it. Awesome. So quick one or two line answers, okay? I think we've covered some of this, but now I'm putting you on the spot, right? Biggest challenge in staying honest while making content. The biggest challenge.
Is people actually believing that you're honest? Like, you know, even if you are honest, like you promote a brand and it's not sponsored, people will still write that it is sponsored.
Yeah. So authentic, like transferring authenticity, which you are actually doing.
Yeah.
Do you think the Indian audience is a lot less forgiving compared to global audiences? Like they will always view you with a sense of...
A little bit I can see that. That people are more thinky, you should not make money, or like, you know, what are you doing? Let me read between the lines and things like that.
People will... Cunningness by default is an answer. That's a good point. How do you handle backlash when a brand disagrees, sometimes takes you to court? Like, is it emotionally difficult?
It used to be emotionally difficult in the beginning. Now it's much more that if you want to create something big, if you want to actually create a health revolution per se, you have to be willing to fight against brands. So it's fine. Like, it's a part of the process.
How many current court cases do you have?
Current one.
Okay.
Total 6 or 7, I think now.
7 lifetime?
Yeah.
Current one. Well done. Ever felt guilty about posting something? Ki galat ho gaya yaar.
Yes, like there was one time, there was a study on like a particular sweetener. And it had just come out a report that it leads to cancer. And I made a video within 2 hours of that report coming out. And the biggest, like Washington, New York Times, the biggest newspapers had that, and I just said what was exactly on it. But like with 2-3 days time, there were more studies done, more reports done, actually, that you have to consume way more quantity of that artificial sweetener for it to actually damage you. So I just posted it a bit too quick.
Yeah.
So while I was not exactly wrong, but like I now think like you have to react after a few days, can't immediately react. And
a lot of times, you torture data enough, it will tell you what you want to hear. And especially in the world of academia, where a lot of these studies happen, especially in the US, is very sponsored. So big food, big pharma, big tobacco, will sponsor studies in one way or the other. So for you to actually take a study and then like ruminate over it, talk to 10 other people, I think very important. Very, very good point. Very good point. Top 3 heartening responses on the food pharma content, like which you hold very close. Or even one if you want.
Yeah, so one, the biggest one that I always think of is a mother had emailed me saying that she named her child Revant. So she had like a newborn basically, and she showed me, I really love the courage and honesty you display, and I would want my son to also grow up like that. So that was very, very,
that's
obviously
incredible.
Yeah.
And nice. How long back was this?
Like about 8-9 months ago. Yeah.
Incredible. The most important thing about social media algorithms that you have learned, which may be very slightly counterintuitive or something new.
I mean, not counterintuitive, but the first 3 seconds is everything. So if I'm writing a video, like if I take 5-6 hours to write it, if I spend 3 hours on the entire script, or if I spend 6 hours on the entire script, I spend 3 hours on just the first line. And the 3 hours on the remaining script. But I've realized first line is everything.
Like the hook.
The hook. In short form content. In long form.
So give me an example of a great hook line and something which is average.
Like for example, I had made a video on Knorr soups. And I started the video with Knorr ko, and I cancelled ignore karo. And that was, I think, a good hook if start up. And that line actually was in the middle of the video. Then during the editing, I just thought ki ye bahut funny sa line hai. Isko beginning mein dalo ki start off with nor ko ignore karo. Or like things wow. like that, like the first line key has to be something which gets you to watch the rest of the video.
I also think it's you're very high on energy when you're shooting. Like you are using your hands a lot. There's a whiteboard. There's enough like stuff that you're working yeah. with. You clearly have a bunch of products. You're almost, you're never sitting down. Like,
I don't like sitting at all. Like, you know, I feel like energy is low. I talk in this kind of tone.
Yeah.
Even when I'm in the video, I almost start shouting. And that's a comment, negative comment. And all like feedback I get is don't shout so much. So it's very, very different. If you see this tone and the tone in my video, it's very different.
I agree.
But yeah, I think in a short video, even though it's 1 minute long, the first 5 seconds is almost like a trailer of a 60 second video.
Correct.
So that needs to be very sharp.
Very sharp. Okay. Do you hop onto trends? What are the latest trend you hop onto?
I have never made a video on any trend in the sense ki so beautiful, so good looking, just like, you know, so just looking like a wow, toba, toba. Any trend like that. I have never ever like, you know, made a video on anything like that. And there's like, you know, for example, right now in the last, I saw two months ago, there was a trend of 1 second video. People are saying 1 second and that's it. So I've never done any of the trends or in using trendy music even or anything like that. So once again, like, obviously there's a very gray area and like everyone, it collides. But like, I don't personally view myself as a content creator per se. I make it when I think about it, I do it. Hopefully it will go
well. Unhealthy snack that you love?
Taste-wise, obviously Maggi. I have made 2-3 videos against Maggi in various fronts because I feel like the marketing they do, like, that slogan for a very long time was taste be, health be. I mean, instant noodles with like so like 700-800 milligrams of sodium saying taste be, health be. So that was, of course, like, you know, I don't support that part of it. But taste wise, genuinely, they are probably the best noodles in the market. And like, you know, I myself once in a while would have it.
Yeah.
So I guess that is like an unhealthy product which I gen. And outside of the packaged food, I like ice creams. I would say that's another thing, like puchkas. I'm from Calcutta, so like puchkas. So that's, yeah.
That's amazing. When are you actually going to run for health minister?
Yaar, karte hain. Next elections ka 2029. Karte hain. Kyun nahi?
Socha hai, main genuinely socha hai about policy.
Mereko honestly pata nahi ki how do you run for health minister. I don't know how the landscape works, but I would be very, very open if FSSAI or a health ministry or something asked me, ki, can you work with us on an advisory basis? Yeah. Because I understand the what consumer like wants and what they are thinking of and the problem areas. And so I think I would definitely be open to collaborating and even doing something much more extensive. Who knows, 10 years later, it can literally become like, who knows?
I think a political, the way to run for health minister, you can't run for health minister. I think the way is to join be a part of party, then get the portfolio eventually. But you know, frankly, with the kind of authenticity and influence you have, it'll be very surprising if a political party doesn't think of this as an asset. And then for you to use that path to genuinely create reform, which is what you're doing anyways, but at a much bigger scale with maybe the government backing you. Because I think at some point, this kind of stuff government does far better than private.
Yeah. In fact, 1 month ago, I had made a video on like 30 things I would do if I was India's health minister. I posted on YouTube as well.
I saw it.
And just last week, the health ministry sort of awarded me something. So it was kind of crazy that, you know, 1 month ago, I was thinking what I would do as a health minister. And now, so there is a government acceptance also to some extent. Obviously, it's a gray zone because they themselves are not enforcing some rules which they should enforce. But there is a government acceptance of what I'm doing. The child rights body is also very nice to me. So contrary to what people may think, even it's kind of crazy, right? I'm going sometimes against the government in some ways, not exactly. Like, you know, I'm finding loopholes and the government is not seen in a positive light in some ways. But still, they are supporting me. So I'm very grateful. Like, you know, they're not taking it in a negative spirit.
No, absolutely. I think the work you do is critical. I hope that you're able to do it at much larger scale. I hope society weighs in on making sure that the value you derive is equal to the value you create, because that's, I think, important. But I'm looking forward to our content masterclass as well. But thank you so much for spending time, everyone. This is a pleasure, truly a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.